This is the Boston Red Sox news feed on CLNS. Today is Thursday, September 6, 2018. I'm Adam Blue reporting for CLNS, a leading online provider of audiovisual coverage for the Boston Red Sox. On the ever-growing list of best Red Sox wins of 2018, Wednesday afternoon's 9-8 comeback win over the Atlanta Braves likely tops them all. Boston trailed 7-1 in the top of the eighth, scored six times to tie the game, then received a dramatic two-run homer in the top of the ninth from that dude, Brandon Phillips, to cap the improbable victory. How improbable was Wednesday afternoon's comeback in Atlanta? Teams were 487-0 this season when leading by six or more runs entering the eighth inning. But no lead is safe with this Red Sox team, who entered the contest with a makeshift lineup on a getaway day and left with a sweep of the NL East leaders and a nine-game cushion in the AL East. Sox starter Hector Velasquez overcame a rough first inning, where he allowed two runs on four hits before retiring a batter, to last four innings with just those two runs as his blemishes. Drew Pomerantz got rocked for five runs in just a third of an inning in the fifth, which gave the Braves that seemingly insurmountable six-run lead. With regulars Mookie Betts, J.D. Martinez, Xander Bogaerts, Eduardo Nunez, and Ian Kinsler sitting to start the noon contest, Atlanta's Mike Fultonavich was stellar in his start, allowing just one run in the second inning on a ground out from Brock Holt. But the Braves' bullpen blew the 26-year-old's chance at win number 11 during those fateful last two innings. The first five batters produced the hit in the eighth, with Blake Swihart doubling to drive in two, and Andrew Benintendi plating another with an RBI single. Steve Pierce hit a sac fly to cut the lead to 7-5, and Kinsler continued his hot hitting with a two-run single to tie the game at 7 apiece. Freddie Freeman homered with two outs in the bottom of the eighth to give Atlanta an 8-7 edge, but Phillips hit a no-doubter deep to left off of Atlanta's A.J. Minter for the game winner and his first homer in the majors since last September. Phillips played with both the Braves and the Dodgers last season but was unsigned in the offseason before the Sox inked him on June 27th. The 37-year-old veteran became the first player in Red Sox history to hit a go-ahead homer in the ninth inning or later in his team debut. He is also the first player in Red Sox history to wear the number zero. Craig Kimbrel worked around a two-out walk for his 38th save of the season for Boston's 97th win. Before I tell you about what's next for the Red Sox, I need to let you know about the top destination for last-minute tickets to live events, Game Time. With over 8 million users across the U.S. and Canada, Game Time is the place to go for tickets to all major sporting events, concerts, and shows. Unlike their competitors Ticketmaster and StubHub, who overwhelm you with so many choices and steps, the GameTime app shows you only the best values and makes buying tickets easy and fast. To make selecting tickets even easier, GameTime shows you an actual high-res photo of the view from your seat. Plus, the GameTime guarantee has you covered, as they will guarantee you'll receive your tickets in time for the event and they'll be valid for entry. If that doesn't happen, GameTime will locate replacement tickets for you or refund you in full. Whether you're looking for sports, music, or theater tickets, you can find them all under one roof at GameTime. The GameTime app also gives you the best last-minute deals on events right before they begin. And for another $15 off your first purchase, visit usegametime.com/Sox and enter the promo code SOX. That's right, first-time users can score $15 off of their purchase by visiting usegametime.com. That's usegametime.com/Sox and enter the promo code SOX. After taking Thursday off, the Sox begin a pivotal three-game series with the Houston Astros at Fenway Park on Friday evening. Probable pitching matchups for that series, which could be a preview of an ALCS matchup, are David Price versus Gerrit Cole on Friday at 7:10 p.m., Brian Johnson versus Josh James on Saturday at 4:05 p.m., and Nathan Eovaldi versus Dallas Keuchel on Sunday at 8:08 p.m. Be sure to check back here on Friday at noon for more Red Sox news, along with a preview of the first game of three with the defending champs. You can stay up to date with all of our Sox content by subscribing to the Red Sox news feed on iTunes and Stitcher, by following our Twitter account at RedSoxCLNS, and by checking our website at clnsmedia.com. This has been Adam Blue for CLNS.